Heading number 23, When the Mind Goes Haywire, Mahatmas Have Good and Bad Intentions, Bhava, but it all falls under discharge karma, not charge karma. Anger, pride, deception, greed, abhorrence, and all other good and bad intentions are all discharge karma, which must be dealt with equanimity, sambhav. These karmas will only dissipate through pratikraman. There is no other way. Questioner, sometimes when I feel insulted, I may not say anything, but my mind will revolt and retaliate. Dadashri, we are not concerned with what happens at that time. You may even get into a physical fight and come to blows. It all depends on how strong one has grown in this gnan. If you have complete inner energy in this gnan, shakti in this gnan, then even your mind would not revolt. Whenever you revolt through mind, speech, or even your body, you must do pratikraman for all three because they represent your weaknesses. Questioner, do we have to do pratikraman for our thoughts? Dadashri, as far as your thoughts are concerned, all you have to do is to observe them. There is no pratikraman for thoughts. However, if you have bad thoughts for someone, then pratikraman is necessary. Thoughts about cows and buffaloes and anything else just disappear in the presence of gnan. If you observe them with awareness, jagruti, they will just pass. They only need to be observed. There is no need for pratikraman for these. Questioner, should we do pratikraman for the effects of our karma, or should we do pratikraman for that which happens within? Dadashri, pratikraman is for that which happens within. Questioner, is it for our thoughts or for our intent, bhav? Dadashri, for your intent. Behind every thought, there is always intent, bhava. If there has been atikraman, aggression, then pratikraman should be done. Atikraman is when you have bad thoughts. You may have a bad thought for this lady sitting here, so you should turn it around by saying to yourself, think good thoughts about her. You may think about this person sitting here. You may think that this person sitting here is useless. Why do such thoughts come to you? You have no right to assess anyone's worthiness. If you must say anything at all, then say that everything is good. By saying this, you will not be liable for the karma, but if you say that the person is worthless, then that is atikraman. For this, you must do pratikraman. When you tolerate something that you dislike with a clean mind, you will become vitarag. This is a sutra of the Gnani Purush, an aphorism, an eternal aphorism. When you tolerate something that you dislike with a clean mind, you will become vitarag, the unattached one, the fully omniscient one. Questioner, what is a clean mind? Dadashri, a clean mind is one where you do not have any negative thoughts for your opponents. What does that mean? That means that you do not bite, lash out at the other person who is instrumental in the dissipation of your negative karma. It means that you do not bite with your mind. If you have had negative thoughts, bad thoughts, then you should immediately wash them away by doing pratikraman. Questioner, a clean mind comes in the final stage, does it not? Will we not have to continue doing pratikraman until it becomes clean? Page 85, Dadashri replies, yes, that is right. The mind may become clean in certain matters, but not in others. There are many different stages. When the mind is impure, pratikraman is required. You have to keep the account book of the pure self. Shuddhatmano Chopro. You have to keep the account book of the pure self clean. So at night, before you go to bed, tell Chandulal to do pratikraman for whomever he saw faults in during the day. He must keep his books clean for everyone. Any negative bhav intent will be purified through pratikraman. There is no other solution. Even if an income tax officer were to come and harass you, you should not see any mistake in him. Tell Chandulal that he has to see the whole world as faultless before he goes to bed. Questioner, should pratikraman be done in the presence of the other person? Dadashri, there is no problem if the pratikraman is done later on. Questioner, if I have talked negatively about you, Dada, or hurt you, should I come to you personally and do pratikraman? Dadashri, if you can do it personally, that would be good. And if that is not feasible, then do pratikraman that you do later on, and it brings about the same results. What I am saying is that if you have a negative thought about Dada, you should continue doing pratikraman. People are not to be blamed for their hostile personalities and traits. People today have hostility in them. It is a characteristic of this time cycle for all living beings to be hostile. All those who are not hostile have passed away. There are still, however, many elevated souls who can improve. If you have negative thoughts about me, you should do pratikraman. The human mind is capable of seeing faults of even ignani purush. What will the mind not do? The mind that has been burnt will burn others. An unhappy man spreads unhappiness. Page 86. Questioner. Those who have departed cannot do anything for others. So if you say anything negative about Lord Mahavir, does it reach him? Dadashri. Yes, it reaches him, but he does not accept it. Yes, it reaches him, but he does not accept it. And it is returned to you with double the repercussions. So you have to ask for forgiveness for yourself. Keep asking for forgiveness until you forget the words you had uttered. If you have said anything negative about Lord Mahavir, you have to keep asking for forgiveness and it will be immediately erased. Your outward bound weapons, the negative words, will reach him, but he does not accept them.